Texans Extra Point, brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Segment number three here on Texans Extra Points. We're happy you're with us. You know, normally we go to the Telestrator with John Harris and head coach Bill O'Brien, but there's no opponent to face next week. And for that, we apologize. But don't worry, the Texans Telestrator will be kicking and alive all offseason long on HoustonTexans.com. So instead, we're going to go inside the locker room and give you a rare glimpse of what Bill O'Brien has to say to his team after the victory.
I got a lot of respect for the guys in this room and the way you fight, and the mental toughness, and the physical toughness, and the way you came together as a team. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you on behalf of our coaching staff to you guys as players for what you meant to us this year. Okay? For what you meant to us this year. I really appreciate it, and I got a hell of a lot of respect for this football team. Great job today. Great team win. Great job at the end. Defense, you know, stopping them there. Fourth down. Hell of a job. I mean, a hell of a lot to be proud of. You know, I told you last night to go from two wins to nine wins. Not many teams have done that in 36 years since they went to a 16-game schedule. So that's a hell of a job.
That's Bill O'Brien last week after finishing the season with a win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. There are more Bill O'Brien speeches on HoustonTexans.com. We got to bring back in John Harris, Mark Vandermeer, and you see the emotion that comes out in those speeches. Sometimes he gets a little bit verklempt, you know, to steal the Mike Myers Saturday Night Live term, but why do the players connect with him, and why has he been so successful so quickly?
Because what you see is what you get. There are no errors with Bill. There are no he's not going to tell you one thing and tell Mark one thing and tell me a different thing. He is straight up honest. He tells them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And sometimes it's brutal honesty. I think all of us at some point, and I think of Arlington where I ran into his brutal honesty, it happens. That's just the way he is. But you know exactly where he stands on everything. And that, to me, if I'm a player, that's what I want to know. If I'm not good at something, tell me what it is. He's going to tell you. He's not going to say, you're the greatest, you're the best. He's going to tell you what you need to work on, what you do well, what you need to work on in the future.
You know, when he came in here, everyone said, oh, he's going to be like Belichick and everything because he worked with the Patriots. So it was natural to assume that for outsiders. But if I had to compare him to anybody else, if we're going to compare him to Hall of Fame type coaches, I'd rather compare him to Parcells because I think the personality seems a little bit more like that. I mean, he's an extrovert, you know, and I think Belichick is behind the scenes. But you see O'Brien at the podium. He's highly entertaining. He can't help but say some funny things from time to time. And I think a big reason why players connect with him is that's a part of it. You know, think of the teacher who you go to class in the morning and you kind of look forward to that class because you don't know what they're going to say. It's kind of interesting. You know, as well as being a tough teacher, he's a fun teacher to be around. And that's what a coach is, a teacher.
John was a teacher, and I'm sure you went a little bit crazy from time to time.
Yeah.
To play on
Gosh,
your
can you imagine him? Do your math.
To play on that story that you're bringing up, you know, you always like to see the teacher every so often explode, which O'Brien, like any coach, explodes. But he talked this week about how he can get better. Like J.J. Watt, when we spoke about it earlier in the show, how can O'Brien get better?
Well, I think everybody. He talks about rookies. The jump from year one to year two for a rookie is real. We've seen it for years with players here. But I think it's also the same for coaches. He knows the staff. He knows everything about the building now. He knows what he likes. He knows what he doesn't like. He knows what he needs to change. But the one thing I've always known about Bill for a long time, he's never satisfied. He's never satisfied with how something was done. He's always looking for a way to make something better, to make it easier for the players to understand, for everybody to understand, and to communicate at a better level with everybody. So I think there are a few things that down deep he knows he has to work on. But from our standpoint, he needs to keep being the guy that he's been that got these players' attention and then go out and compete each and every Sunday. And if they follow his lead, this team is going to end up winning double-digit games for a long time.
Yeah, the improvement in coaching is going to be in the familiarity now. Having been in Houston for a year, the assistants together, knowing what players you have, really knowing them, having coached them for a full year, they'll be able to make the right decisions and acquisitions and that kind of thing moving forward. I think it's really going to help the fact that he's got a year under his belt here. Now, look at him in his head coaching career. Two winning seasons at Penn State, winning season in the NFL. He's off to a real good start.
Yeah, he said, though, 9-7 is not the mission. The mission is not accomplished. So this is a good start like you guys are talking about, but he, like you very aptly pointed out, is not finished. And we're not finished either because we've got to get into some favorite memories of 2014. Plus, We're going to highlight the turning points of what went down in this season and what it's going to mean moving forward. A little bit deeper than you might expect here on Texans Extra Points. So please, don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.